We were discussing how there was an HOA complaint in Jason Goodman's neighborhood. He read the letter, and it was directed at him for sure. He got into a speaker battle at his neighborhood pool where one guy, you know, Jason was there first playing his music. Another guy comes in and plays his music louder, and it goes up and up and up and up and up. And then there was a letter saying, hey, keep the music down. And so we want to ask you, Jason, what will you do next time you go to the pool?
I'm bringing my backup speaker that's bigger just in case, because I don't care about this. There's no way somebody's going to do that, and I'm going to lose to it.
So you're not going to take into consideration this letter at all?
Not. Yeah. I will go to court, and I get an attorney before I lose to this. Because I'm not the one that's starting it. Mine is lower to begin with. He's the one. Mm-hmm. He's the one that should be fine, because he's creating me to turn mine up.
He made you do it.
Yes.
I like, in true Jason Goodman fashion, instead of being like, hey, listen, do y'all want to...
Just have
I got
one.
A playlist. You want to add some stuff to the playlist? We can just play one. He just creates a war.
Uh-huh.
Creates a war.
It's not me that created the war.
Well,
he created the war.
Hey, we're playing the same stuff. Do you want to do one speaker?
Yeah.
You know what? He launched some rockets. I set off a nuclear bomb. And that's what it's going to be. And I'm bringing back up.
And the only people who suffer and die are the people who are just there to get a tan.
Right.
Yeah. And spend some time in the
Everybody
pool.
Left. Like 20 people.
That would make me so angry.
And one person was reading across the pool. I don't know how they could read anything because the music was so loud from both sides.
Yeah. In that case, I probably would have been the one to write to the HOA and say, like, no more music.
I bet it was somebody at the pool that
probably
did it. They probably left.
Would you not be angry as a pool goer that you can't even enjoy what you're also paying for because two a-holes.
I'm angry because I was all peaceful until he came.
Well,
this is not my fault. You think it's my fault?
I think it's equally both of your faults.
But it's not equally. I can see both faults, but I'm doing the right thing, and he comes in and doesn't. So now he's initiated the wrongfulness.
But you fired back immediately.
Yes.
So at that point,
sit there and be like, okay, we'll
you didn't
listen
take
to your
the
music.
Higher road.
Oh, yeah, I did. Never. I turned it up higher.
That's not what I meant.
Jason and high ground? Never.
That's not what I meant.
I turned it up higher. I'm telling you, you set a rocket at me.
Oh,
nuclear weapon
that.
Back.
We are aware.
It could be over anything, clearly.
Yeah.
It could be over anything, clearly.
No, but it's true, though. It's not like I launched.
No, I know. It wasn't like you were playing your music loud.
Yeah,
and then
I didn't set a rocket to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I retaliated. It's just like if Russia sent the weapons over to us, we're retaliating back.
Yeah, shock and awe right back at you.
The part that I will give to you, Jason, a point for you, is that you were there first.
Yes.
I think it's really ballsy to come in
when it's already
happening and then set up your own stand, you know, with the music and whatever. I would have waited until you left because you had it at what you're saying is a reasonable volume.
Yes.
So I would have just been like, okay, he was here first.
You know, that's a very good point, Katie, because I was at the lake and I think it was 4th of July and I've never seen it that busy before during the day.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a string of boats that kind of like attach themselves to each other. Like you see that sometimes.
Sure. On party days like bigger.
But I've never seen it there. And somebody was playing music really loud and some of these boats have incredible systems. And my friend Casas has an incredible system on his boat. And he had music playing, and he was like, oh, we should turn it down. They were here first.
Yes.
There's no point in us both playing music. And my first thought was like, I don't like they're playing country, so I was like, let's play something else. But like, he's right.
They were there
and so
first.
And then when they left, then we turned ours off.
But the policy is not who's first. The policy is you play the music in your personal area. So I wouldn't mind if he turned his on
a little bit
softly. Mm-hmm. But I do that. If somebody else is playing music, I typically don't until they stop playing it.
Right.
I just don't.
Yeah, because it gets all jazzed.
Yeah, at some point, I'm like, maybe if it just turns it up a little bit, it's fine. I don't care what's playing. With music, I can like everything, so I'm cool with it. So it's not like, I still wouldn't mind if he just kept it at his personal level, but he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what the problem was.
Well, Jason, you know, Katie has shared her voice with some school matters and changed the whole school system, basically, when a teacher got fired or laid off.
Laid off. Just
displaced.
What's the word? It's like...
transferred out.
Yeah.
Because, and then Katie used her voice and got that done. Y'all made fun of me. Well, I was very upset when I submitted something to my HOA and then... that person or persons or somebody related to the HOA told Jason, who doesn't live in our neighborhood, my personal email.
Trust was broken.
That's messed up. But I was complaining about the roads and the cul-de-sac because
with the mailman.
There was a mailman that was coming in and Amazon and my neighbor saw it and just ripping up my yard. And then the road started to crumble at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And so when in the email, I said, and it's not just mine. There's different areas of this neighborhood, which is, I think, a nice neighborhood. The roads look like crap. I mean, I didn't say that. Or like, guess what? The whole neighborhood's been paved this week.
Oh,
brand new.
Wow.
Cul-de-sac
wow.
fixed.
See?
Use your voice.
What am I using my voice for?
No, not you. I'm saying, how can I use the person that snitched on you.
Yeah,
use
I'm not 100% sure. I don't know how to.
No, I'm just saying, like, if you don't like something, the only way to change it is to say something.
I just maybe would have said something to the guy.
Right.
You know, like, hey.
Hey, bro.
Yeah, can we do the playlist thing or,
yeah, like,
you know.
Oh, let's take turns.
Something.
I'm not going to let him win.
Okay. Well,
okay, never mind.
This is Are where it's
kidding?
Not going to get resolved.
All right. No way. I'm telling you, I am bringing the biggest speaker of all time.
Mm.
Seriously.
And, you are going to get kicked out of your neighborhood.
The problem is with the speaker as a backup, I can't play it lowly because even on volume one, it's too loud.
Oh.
So I have to bring two speakers now, and I have to have that as a backup. I'm just going to put a blanket over it, and then if something happens, I fire off the big guns.
You unveil it.
Smart.
That's it. Yeah.
Release the Kraken.
Yeah. And it has lights on it, too.
Oh,
then we hear. Then we're going to hear a story. Man was drowned by neighbor after getting beat up over a speaker issue. It'll be Jason Goodman floating face down in a pool.
Not Dad. No.
It's like, but my dad stood up for what he believed in. He brought the biggest speaker.
I feel like this is one of those situations, you know, like how guys will sometimes say, you know, my woman will tell me things and she doesn't want me to fix it. She just wants to vent.
Yes.
I think that was a venting session
for you. Right.
What?
You didn't want us
to
fix
say,
it
because
there is no fix because you're not going to cave. So you just wanted to vent.
I did fix it. I'm bringing a bigger speaker. What do you mean? And you know what? He didn't have to. I mean, it's like, was he trying to be competition? I'm like, what moron?
That's how you took it.
He might be thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
But I was there first.
No, I do understand that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
When music's being played first, it's odd and then start playing yours.
Hopefully he's not listening because it's going to be very odd at the pool this weekend.
Y'all be chicken fighting in the pool soon. That's the way you should solve it. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.